Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported, hands-on radio for Green and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I am the director of the Hudson Area Library. I'm an adult. I'm from Hudson.
I'm Ingrid. I'm 14, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Sophie, and I'm 15. I'm also from Hudson.
Hooray. Sophie is our special guest today.
Yay, because Tony or Gina couldn't come.
And I'm the only one without pink hair.
Yeah, we dyed each other's hair.
My hair is so boring.
I can dye it for you if you want.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I can help.
Oh, thank you.
I think you'd look
so helpful.
Some blue and some green. Oh, yeah, go girl.
Maybe someday I'll do like a little stripe or something.
You go.
Yeah,
you go.
Why not? But anyways, we're here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 p.m. talking about books. We're often joined by our friend Antonia, sometimes our friend Gina.
We miss you, Mosh.
Yeah, Moshi, Mamuda, we miss you guys.
Quinn
and Maddie, miss you too. Garrett, we have all sorts of special guests sometimes. So we have Sophie here in the studio with us today, which is great. And Ingrid is also a regular Bound by Books host.
Hey, guys!
Hooray! And so we're going to talk about some books today. I think Ingrid was going to start us off.
I was.
Yeah?
I'm just looking for a list of the characters. Okay, so I'm talking about the book. I'm talking about the book 10, which is by Gretchen Neal. I read it this summer, but of course, silly me, I haven't been reading as much, so I haven't even finished House of Hades yet. I really want to finish it so I can move on to Allegiant, but I haven't finished it yet, so I'll just talk about this. Sorry if I've already talked about it before. Anyways, it's about these two girls. Well, it's in third person, but it's mainly about Meg and her best friend Minnie, who get invited to this over the weekend 3-day party at this on this island, which they have to go over rough waters to get to. And basically, they go to this party and they're having a great time. They see the hostess of the party couldn't make it. They say she's stuck in some cheerleading convention and that she'll be there the next day. But then, like, they make a meal. It's all great. They're having fun. It's a bunch of kids they get along with. And then suddenly someone dies. And more people start dying, basically. And Meg and Minnie, the two main girls, are basically trying to find out what happens without dying and try to get away. And it's so good, you guys. I read this book in a day.
Ooh.
There was a cute boy in it, too.
That always helps.
Yeah.
It was sort of inspired by a book by Agatha Christie called And Then There Were None, which I read in middle school. And I loved it.
I'm kind of writing a spinoff off of it, even though it's probably going to end up being like totally the same. But it's just kind of fun to write. So, yeah. Wattpad is cool. Look me up. The Killjoy Kid.
Uh-huh. Who's your favorite character?
I really like the boy with the blonde hair, the cute boy. I forget his name. But, because I read it so far a while ago, but he was really great, and I remember I just loved him.
Was it scary or just suspenseful?
Oh my God. It's scary and suspenseful, and I was just like, I can't read it. No, I can't do this. And I was just...
Did you kind of figure out what was happening?
No.
Or it got you by surprise?
I mean, like, there were parts I knew about what was happening, and I knew why people were dying, but I didn't know, I had, like, clues, and I didn't know who was killing them or... It's just wow. Really well written.
And were they like totally cut off from the mainland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was no phones, no electricity. They couldn't get out by boat. The waters were too heavy to swim through. Really scary, you guys. And really big rain. So yeah. Whew. Fun way to die.
Oh yeah. I've been curious to read it because I liked her, the inspiration, you know.
Yeah, I want to read that
story so much. I've also seen the Bollywood version, which is interesting. But that sounds really good. Did you know Gretchen McNeil is also an opera singer?
Really? I had no idea. Author.
I saw her at an author talk at Oblong Books once.
Oh, I wish I was there.
And she's a trained opera singer, and she sings with a sort of artsy circus out in L.A.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, sounds cool.
Sophie, would you like to talk about your book?
Okay. My book is Pendragon, and there's actually 10 books in the series, but I'm going to talk about the first one. It's by DJ McHale. And the first book, it's about this boy, and he's, I think he's a freshman in high school, and he's just like a normal boy, and he does normal things, and then his uncle comes and takes him into this whole different world that's stuck in the medieval times, kind of. And he has to go and help this other, I forget what they call it. I think it's like a different, it's like a different dimension, kind of. It's, yeah. And so he has to go and save them from this man, Saint Dane. But Saint Dane can shapeshift into other things, so it's harder.
Who's your favorite character then?
My favorite character is probably one of his friends, Courtney Chetwin, who she's still on Second Earth, which is our Earth. There's a First Earth, which is like in the 60s, I think, and a Third Earth, which is like 1,000 years ahead.
Ooh.
And those are other books. But she's my favorite character. She's very sportsy. She's very athletic and very smart. And her and Bobby, who's the main character, Bobby's best friend, they get journals from him telling them about the world that he's in, and that's how the book is written. The journals that he sends back to them, and then it's first person with them.
That sounds really interesting.
Have you read a lot of books in the series?
I've read all of them.
All of them? About how many are there? Or if
there's,
you know,
ten.
There's 10. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's very... And each book is different. The first book is taking place in Dendron, which is the different dimension, kind of, that he's in. But then the second one is a different world where he has to go to. That is... The whole world is surrounded in water, and there's no islands or anything. So everybody has to live on these big boats, and they farm under the sea and everything.
That sounds so cool.
Yeah. So some books are like science fiction-y, and the other one, it's a wide variety of genres in this one series.
Huh. That's really interesting. I don't think I've ever read a book where they like put two really like genres, like big genres together.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Do you have a favorite of the 10?
Well, yeah, I think there's this one that's, there's this character Lore, who is from another one of these different, like, dimension-y things. And she is from this one where it's her place is, like, all desert, and there are these warriors, and so she is really talented with like fighting with this big long staff, and so I think it's like the seventh or eighth book that is hers, but it's really, really good.
Sounds really awesome. Maybe I shall read it.
I have all of them if you want to borrow.
When I finish House of Hades, if I ever finish it, now I'm gonna be buried in my grave like with the book above my face.
That's me, an insurgent.
She never finished the book.
Oh, that's going to be on your gravestone.
Yeah.
She never finished House of Hades.
She never finished the book. Mm.
But she spoiled a lot.
Yeah, that's my thing. Spoilers. Woo!
So what are some of your other, some of the other books that you love? Like some of your favorite books, since you're a special guest today?
Ooh, I love Divergent series.
Oh yeah, she always talks about Divergent. Yeah.
I absolutely love it. And The Hunger Games. I like Percy Jackson, not as much as you, but I love it.
I'm fist pumping.
And I don't know, I used to be really into the Aragorn series.
Really? Into it?
Yeah. I couldn't read them because they were all like 800 pages, but back when I was a bad reader, I'd listen to them on CD. So that's how I heard most of my books.
Cool. So it seems like you like sort of fantasy or sci-fi, like something that's a little not of the normal.
Yeah. I mean, I also like other books, but they don't appeal to me as much when I'm in the library or something.
Cool.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm always like drawn to write more fantasy stuff. but I can never, like, think of as good as, like, I think of ideas like that, but, like, not really good, like, The Hunger Games. I could never think of something like that. So I usually just end up writing, like, regular fiction of things that could, like, realistically happen. But then I always, I don't know, add a twist or something.
Have you heard of her new book? I mean, I don't know if it's a new book or it's older than The Hunger Games, but she wrote one. It's called Gregor the Overlander. Mm-hmm.
I haven't read it, but I've heard of it.
I have it in my book bag. I'm still halfway through. I've been reading it since the summer.
I told myself I was going to read, like, 50 books this summer, and I read, like, 3.
Yeah, that was me, too.
They're all really good, though. So.
True, because you have to read picture books, and then you can read more. You can get hit your 50.
Woo! That's a life hack.
Yeah. I have a sort of picture book with me.
I'd love to hear about this.
Surprise, surprise. Because I talk about graphic novels all the time now. But it's a graphic novel.
Ooh, I love graphic novels.
But it's also a very beautiful book.
Is there a fox there?
Which graphic novels often are beautiful books. But this one is
what
extra
the fox
pretty.
Say?
It's called Jane, the Fox, and Me. And it's by Fanny Britt. And the artwork is by Isabel Arsenal. And it is... It's a graphic novel, so it's, you know, like, panels, and I don't think there's little talk bubbles, but, you know, there's the story is all told in panels, and it's mostly in grays. It's about a girl named Helene, who used to be part of this, like, group of friends, and now somehow she's an outsider and kind of a loner, and she gets teased, and people write things on the wall about her. Saying that she smells or how much she weighs and, like, sort of giggle and talk about her behind their back.
Oh, that's horrible.
And it's not really clear why they decided that she's an outsider or if they even had a reason, really, or just decided that they'd pick on her. And so as many other lonely people, she escapes into a book, and that's where she finds, like, her sort of happiness and her connection to the world. And she's really connected right now with Jane Eyre, both the character and the book. So whenever she wants to escape, she reads Jane Eyre. And it's the one part in the book that's in color is when she's talking about what's happening in Jane Eyre.
I'm looking at the pictures and they're really
nice. They're very pretty.
Yeah. They're not very ordinary, which is really lovely.
Yeah. And so it's about her sort of her day-to-day and dealing with her loneliness and trying to figure things out. And at one point she has to go to an overnight camp with her school and she doesn't really want to go. And so then the one moment of color in her real life is when she sees this fox, which is the fox in the title.
Oh.
And she sort of connects with this fox. She says, so it says, a fox, a real live red fox, tiny with a small patch of darker fur just above its left front leg, like a beauty spot. Its eyes are so kind, I just about burst. That same look in another human's eyes and my soul would be theirs for sure.
Oh, I love fox.
So she kind of connects with this little fox for just a quick moment, but, you know, it's like a nice moment for her. And then later something happens in her life that sort of brings some color into her life.
Oh,
but I'm not going to say what happens. But it's nice. It's interesting because it's like, it's a sad, you know, it's sad because she's sad.
Graves.
But it's really beautiful.
Yeah, it's like, obviously someone put a lot of work into that book, which is so great.
And I think people who read a lot can also relate to her kind of diving into her book and kind of like escaping life for a moment. Even if you don't have to escape life, like even if you're happy in life, sometimes diving into a book is kind of like this, you're entering this other world. And Jane Eyre doesn't really have the most happy life for the most part. I don't know if either of you have read Jane Eyre or know the story, but
there's
a lot of downers in her life too. And so it's interesting that that world is so bright and brilliant for her at the same time.
Oh, that sounds sweet.
But yeah. So Jane the Fox and Me. Hooray.
So. Oh, so I saw Catching Fire.
Mm-hmm.
I think Emily and Sophie saw Catching Fire. It was so good, you guys. They didn't let us down again. They did it justice.
It's interesting because I read the book years ago. And after watching the movie, I decided to read the Cliff Notes summary online about what happens in Catching Fire. And I was surprised how many little changes they made, which I know they make to movies a lot, but I think they did a good job with it.
Oh, yeah. It was
even though there were a few things I missed.
Yeah. Like, what'd you miss?
I really liked in the book how you learn more about Haymitch and his background.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There was
when
no...
when they're learning about the past tributes.
Yeah. It didn't tell what... Did about it tell what Hunger Games he won? It didn't say...
No. It didn't say that he won the other quarter quell. Yeah.
No, he's basically like a
victor
second,
among victors.
Yeah, he's just a side character for them. You know, like their helper in the book. And I felt like that was one thing I really liked about the book was when... Yeah.
And this time they had the hovercrafts coming at the bodies, which they didn't last time. Last time...
Oh, in the first book.
Yeah, because I remember Katniss in the first book, she had to hurry to get the flowers to put around Rue before the hovercraft came to get her. But they never showed the hovercraft, so we didn't know any of that. And the Avox, it showed more.
Oh my god, they were so creepy in that one scene. They were just like gray and staring at you like...
Yeah.
Finnick was casted very well, also was Johanna.
Yeah.
Oh, she was so lovely. She was just cursing you in there.
With the casting.
Really outdid themselves.
I must say, I got a little teary-eyed in the scenes when they visited the different districts, because PETA and Katniss go on that tour of the districts afterwards.
Victory tour. Aww.
Yeah. It's sad, because they're going to, like, meet all the
people they
communities
killed,
and the families. Yeah, of the people that died. Even if they didn't kill them, it's still, like, their success
I would
love
to see Kato's family.
Mm.
Wonder if he had a brother.
Anyways. And there was also there was the Divergent trailer. I don't know if that they showed that before.
Yeah, they did. We were like slapping each other in the movie theater.
Which I think we've all seen it before, but it was interesting seeing it on the big screen.
She was wearing way too much makeup for Abnegation. Excuse me, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take it
so
off.
So that's the next book that if you haven't read it, Hunger Games fans. They need to read that series because that's going to, I think it's going to be a popular one.
Oh.
The movies.
And also The Fault in Our Stars is sharing two cast members from Divergent. They're sharing Ansel Elgort, who plays Caleb, and I forget her name.
Shailene Woodley,
who plays actually Triss, which is awesome. I'm so excited for it.
I have to read that book before the movie comes out.
You will cry. You will cry your eyes out.
See, I'm afraid to read it because I don't know. Books really get to me if they're like
sad. Mm-hmm. Ruse.
Oh, I cried
that part in the Hunger Games. Oh my god.
Yeah. Well, anyways, we're about out of time, but before we go, I know Ingrid is working on House of Hades.
Yes, I am.
Are you reading anything currently, Sophie? That you're either enjoying or not enjoying, or
Allegiant, right?
Allegiant. I keep getting
the third one.
Insurgent and Allegiant mixed up. Yeah, Allegiant. I'm reading right now, and it's so good, but I can't find the time to read it.
I know. I just want to go home and watch Netflix.
Yeah, same.
Allegiant's the third book in the Divergent series, which we were mentioning is being made into a movie.
Yes.
And the last book, sadly. Mm-hmm. I've already gotten spoilers for it. I know what happens at the end.
Don't tell me.
Stupid Facebook pages. Anyway.
I recently decided to put down two books. I was reading two books that I just wasn't getting into, and I decided not to read them anymore. But I started listening to Doll Bones, which is by Holly Black.
Didn't she write
Coldest Girl in Cold Town?
Coldest Girl in Cold Town was so good. Oh my god, the ending was like
Yeah. So Doll Bones is actually meant for slightly younger readers, but it surrounds a doll that may or may not be haunted.
Ooh.
And the audiobook's read by Nick Podell, who's a great audiobook reader. So I'm enjoying it.
And oh, I love it when
about these
do.
Young friends that play with dolls, and one of the dolls is perhaps haunted. Dun, dun, dun.
I love it when audio readers can read the book really well. Mm. Like,
yeah.
I remember me and my mom has a really long ride to work, and in the summer I always go to work with her. So I forced her to get the audio because she listens to more adult audiobooks, but I wanted to listen to Mark of Athena just again before House of Hades. And I remember getting it, and the guy doing the voices, I think my mom thought they were doing really well, but the way they did the guy did the voices, he's like, this is Percy's voice, gnarly man. And I no.
Yeah. Mm. It can really make or break a book. Yeah.
I was just like, oh my God.
Anyway, guys.
Well.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah. If you want to get more from us, we are on the web at wearebound.wordpress.com, or you can email us at wearebound.books@gmail.com. And you can listen in next week, because we're here every Monday at 3:30 talking about books. So until next week.
Peace out.
Happy reading.